Okay, so we're holding by Sif Tes Zayin in the Psicha, on page Lamed Dalet in my edition. The Lefamim Oyver Oyed Alisa Chandufa. And sometimes when a person says Lashon Hara, he's moving over the Iser of flattering a Rasha. Shehu Laharbe Ge'oinim, the Re'eim Balataisvis, and the Goin and Rav Shimon Shlomo Ibn Gvirol, Lav Gomor. And that's a Lav Gomor. Behu Lav De Loisa Chandifus Haaretz. That pasuk tells us that there's a lav to flatter goyim, rishayim, kegoyim. Im miskaven b'sipurei haloshen harav archilus, kene lahachnif lashomeya, shehu yodea sheyesh lo alosa ploni sinem b'kvar. Now, as I know that Yankel doesn't like Beryl, and I'm going to tell Yankel some lashon hara about Beryl, because I know then he's gonna like me. So I'm flattering. I'm being machnif Yankel by telling him Lashon Hara, in order that he should now, be more friendly to me. So, in Miskavin b'sipur Lashon Hara, k'dei l'hachnif l'shemeh, ashu yodeh sheyesh lo yaloi sepleini sinim b'kvar. He knows that Yankel doesn't like Beryl. V'yidei zeh yim tzachem be'enav, and now because of that, I'm going to be considered one of the buddies, because I'm also knocking somebody that he considers a rasha, a bad person. V'hu avon plili, and this is a very serious aveira. Not only is he not giving Yankel Musar that he should tell him that you hate him, but for what reason? You don't really have a reason to hate him. But you're also actually strengthening the sinner by telling him Mola Shinara. And because of what you did, he's going to now be doing his aveiri even more. Now it's going to cause more machlekes. And other destructions. Hashem yishmerenu, Hashem yishmar. He says this aveiri is very common. Somebody says something not nice about somebody. And now this person, this innocent person, Yasala, is standing nearby, and he hears this Lashon Hara being said. And he knows it's not the right thing to do. He also shakes his head. And in his way, he's also approving what's being said. He adds a little bit. The person who's saying this Lashon Hara is a chashuv guy, he's a rich guy. So therefore, I'm a little bit too meek to not go along with what he's saying. Either because that guy did me a lot of favors, and now that he's speaking Lashon Hara, if I don't go along with him, so then I'm going to have a problem. He's going to think I'm not a bright guy, I'm just a dodo. Therefore, the Yetzer is going to persuade him. She asked him, "Hugam lazeh," that he should also nod in agreement. That's actually chanifus, because what you're doing is that you're flattering, so to say, that person. You're being machnik that person. That person is doing something wrong. You're approving of what he's doing in order for you to get some benefit. Now, it's kedai to put a knife in your throat rather than to go along with what he's doing. And he quotes from the Rabbein Yoina that a person is chayiv to be mois himself into sakana rather than to fall into this chait of being machnif, approving that which Rishayim do. V'al pi ha-Torah, tzorach b'shas ma'is al-konim l'schazik m'oid sh'loi l'saya afilu b'tunua achas sh'irorim menishu maskim v'sipuroi. Really, what should be done is, al pi Torah, at least, the least that you should do is make yourself like a stone and not show any approval for what he's doing. V'al zeh, shayich ma'amur chachameinu z'chayin l'brocha be'ejiz. Mutav sh'ikari adam sh'yte kol yamav. Better that people should call him an imbecile his whole life rather than to be a participant in the Adera. That's in a case where if he says anything, it's not going to help. It may even make things worse. If you try to tell him not to talk about it, don't talk Lashon Hara about this guy. He may start doing even worse. He'll start saying, yeah, you don't even know what you're talking about. He did this, he did that. So sometimes, if you know he's not going to listen, it's better not to say anything. Because if you think he'll listen, if you say, no, Lashon Hara, Rafael Nechemia Ben Ada, you know, quiet down. So, you know, remember him, where we're learning it for. Dilavochi, Bavade Chayv Lechichi Gamkin Alzeh. Because if you think he'll stop, then you're mechuyav to be mechuyav. Kashi is bari imir tashem lekamon. Duchas lashon hara. So that's another lav that a person could be over. Lefamim yesh oid lav acher. Another one. Lefim hashem atzinu, motzi b'amenseinu rabim, shem medabar olav lashon hara mitach kas. That a person, because he's angry, he says lashon hara. U'bishas ma'asa hu mekal lo gamkein. And sometimes he can actually be mekal, he can curse that person. I have to go another minute, because it's early in the sun, which goyach. But whoever alav loy sekal cheresh, and he's over the pamukal, whoever was there alav, and even if he does, I feel balas. Even if a guy says, God, and then, you know, Hoover, damn him, right? Even if a person says that, so he's being makalel b'shem. Because even though he's doing it balas, even though he's not saying Hashem's name in Hebrew, that's the over the lav, whoever was there alav gomor, loy sekal cheresh. Even a person who can't hear, the kosh can be shein cheresh, and surely a person who's not the cheresh.